New heading, consequences. The use of negative humor has many detrimental consequences. What appears at first sight to be harmless and playful jesting may, over time, produce emotional weakness and brittle, insecure relationships. Negative humor gives negative results. The first consequence of negative humor is emotional insecurity. One can hear only so many jokes about one's appearance, intelligence, or abilities without starting to believe what others are saying. This is especially true for those who are emotionally sensitive and predisposed to a negative self-evaluation. Such insecurity can be expressed in timidity and self-denigration, in anger and aggression, or in cold, detached resentment. A second consequence of negative humor is jealousy, criticalness, and competitiveness. These arise through the natural desire to retaliate. If Chuck feels free to get me down like that, then he's going to get cut down himself. Sometimes such a response acts as a deterrent to further negative humor, but more often, it ignites an escalating spiral of attack and counterattack. The tone throughout may be light and full of smiles, but the participants know that they are actually in battle. The relationships produced by such a sequence of interactions manifest little of the meekness, courtesy, and humble self-denying service that should characterize personal relationships of Yeshua followers. A third consequence of negative humor is inhibition in speaking openly, freely, and personally with others. We become reluctant to frankly discuss our weaknesses and failings or share about our problems because this will give our comrades more sensitive material to use against us in their jibes. The cost of speaking freely about ourselves is far greater than the reward. An entrenched social pattern of negative humor also makes it difficult for us to frankly express our affection and sincere commendation. We are often tempted by our sense of awkwardness in such situations to add a negative wisecrack that removes with the left hand what we have just given with the right. Negative humor inhibits both the frank confession of personal need and the direct expression of honor and affection, two types of speech that help build genuine relationships. A final consequence comes from negative humor's infectious and habit-forming nature. It can easily become the main way we relate to others. Negative humor can dominate us. A friend of mine once confessed to me, "When I first attempted to root out negative humor from my life, I often found myself strangely silent. Negative humor had become such a prominent feature of my relating to others that my attempts to put it aside made me feel as if I was forsaking my native language and learning another." We learn how much negative humor dominates and pervades our speech only by trying to uproot it. Many of us will find that it is more pervasive than we think. As with flavorful potato chips, it is difficult to indulge in just a little bit of negative humor. We keep coming back for more. Unlike negative humor, potato chips are harmless in themselves. Like negative humor, they can easily unbalance our diet and prevent us from ingesting more sound and healthy nourishment. In quite a different context, Yeshua said, "You will know them by their fruits," Matthew 7, verses 16 and 20. But his words apply to negative humor. The fruit of negative humor is emotional insecurity, jealousy, rivalry, and the exclusion or inhibition of other more positive patterns of speech. Obviously, the tree that bears such fruit deserves the axe. If we are wise, that is precisely what we will give it.